Okay, just give me a moment. My boss will be right here with you.
Thank you, Michael. I'm here. I appreciate. Sorry for the mistake, the confusion there. Hey, Melvin, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. What's going on?
Not much, brother. I'm gonna try to make this pretty brief and straight
plain
to the
and
point.
Simple, Bob.
Yep.
Plain and simple. Because this is what I was trying to tell Michael. Michael, I didn't done that before, so I know exactly how it goes. It's all written out. They want you to say it this way. Act like the people's your best friend, then you're going to be able to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, man, I got this deal going. This is beautiful.
You know what, Melvin, one thing that I can't stand, and even though I'm in the world of sales, I can't stand a person who's reading a script or someone that can't come to my level and just speak to me as a human being instead of a salesperson.
There you go.
So I'm going to spare you of any sales pitch, brother. Let you know what we do, what we offer. If you like it and the price sounds good to you, we move forward. If not, no harm, no foul.
There we go. Okay. Now you talk.
Now, drains and fangs, what exactly is your specialty, Melvin?
Drain.
Okay.
That's my specialty.
Okay.
I can tell you when the drain need to be jackhammered up. I can tell you when it need to be open. I can tell you how to open it. I can get it open. I'll make the shit get off your floor.
Okay. So you do a lot of the plumbing then?
Yeah. I just put a faucet on. I just fixed the drain. The dude said, oh, the drain is messed up. I said, no, sir. Watch this. Boom, boom. Done.
Okay. Okay, sounds like you've been doing this for quite some time, so that's good.
Almost 40 years, Chief.
Okay, all right.
It ain't like I'm hurting. Yeah, it ain't like I'm hurting. This whole city knows about me.
Okay, well, it sounds like you got enough practice.
Yeah, Google is more worldwide. See what I'm saying? So that's what it's kind of like. Back in the day, Kansas City Star was used to be the number one newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, man, you got to get your start. Same with the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Southwestern Bell and
Tony Saver, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yellow Pages used to be number one. If you wasn't in that, you messing yourself up. But the internet came and changed all that.
Mm-hmm. I go back to the days when we used to have payphones on every corner.
Right. Now your cell phone is the number one. And
that's
when you
lose
it, you'd be like, I got to go get another.
Yeah. I remember you used to have a couple quarters in your pocket because you never know when that pager was
going
off.
All the time, because you never knew when an emergency was going to come and you had to go call somebody.
Okay,
got time, James.
That's right. So, and you're absolutely right, Melvin. We're now in a digital internet world, right, where everyone, when they're looking for a service, whether it's a broken pipe, a drain that needs to be fixed, a drain that needs to be
uncommon. First thing they say is check Google.
Yeah, go on Google and look for this.
Say something on Google, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is what we're offering, Melvin. In order to be one of the primary companies on that first page of Google that pops up, people think that it's based on how much you pay or, some people think it's reviews, and it has nothing to do with that. On the first page of Google, there's only about 8 to 10 slots, okay?
Right.
In order for us to place a company there to offer you the Google services, one of those positions on that first page has to become available. What does that mean? It has to be an open position for us to be able to offer that to anyone. That position opened up a little bit over an hour ago. Okay. So our marketing team, you know, where Michael calls you from, those are they're our inventory department. They do the marketing. So what they do is that they find companies in Kansas City who are not listed on Google. And that's how you become a potential client to us. We call you, we tell you, hey, this is what we offer. But anyhow, let's get down to talking what we do and then pricing. Now, one question I do want to ask you straightforward, Melvin. Are you in a position now, you know, if we decide to move forward with you and you decide to move forward with us, are you in a spot where you're able to handle more work right now? If we, you know, if we start getting work, are you able to handle more business?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's actually an important question for us, because we understand that the minute we place you on that first page is a game changer. So that's why, you know, that question is something that, you know, we want to make sure that you're able to satisfy the jobs that start, you know, and the opportunities that start coming in. Now, are you open for commercial or you're just sticking to residential, Melvin?
I do them both, but I stick to the residential.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Once you do the commercial, now they, oh, we got 7 stores. We want you to take all of them. I went through that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. No, no worries. We have plenty of residential opportunity available on that first page. So what we do, Melvin, is that we would list drains and things on that first page of Google right alongside of the companies that come up as first options right now. So if somebody goes on Google right now in Kansas City and the surrounding cities around and they're looking for someone to do, you know, drain work or plumbing work, the companies they're going to find right away is Quality Plumbing, Inception, True Blue, Affordable Plumbing and Sewing, Quick Relief, Lutz, and Anthony Plumbing. Okay.
Some of the big dogs. So,
So there are a couple of big dogs, and there are a couple of, you know, solo owners as well, just like yourself.
I would say medium. Inception, affordable, medium people.
That's right.
Right, so, up under the big dog.
Right. So that's where we would list Drain and Things, right alongside of your competitors on that first page. Okay. So now when somebody is looking for any plumbing work, your company is also going to pop up as one of those top recommended options. Okay. Now, when you're on that first page of Google, Melvin, I'm going to tell you something. The cake is big enough to go around. Okay. Because
I believe
it. it's hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are looking for plumbing work. Only in Kansas City, right? I mean, if you're able to go a little further outside of Kansas City, we'll be able to promote you there as well. Okay. Now, the other question I have is, since you've had the company, have you built the website for the business?
Yeah, I did, but then it was somebody helping me do it, and they act like I didn't pay them enough, all that type of stuff.
One of those type of situations, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no worries about that, brother. The reason that I was asking that particular question is that since we're looking to put you, you know, amongst the top dogs on that first page, we obviously want your presentation and, you know, the look of the business to look very nice and professional. So we would build the website for Drains and Things, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional. It's already included with the service. Okay. As a matter of fact, I just sent over a text message, okay, giving you an example of what the website looks like. Can you let me know if you got that, please?
I think I did. I just ain't had time. I'm driving right now. I'm trying to get to the next job. No, I ain't had time.
Okay. Once you open that up, it's a sample site. It just lets you know what our website looks like. It looks very nice, very professional. The website obviously will be for your business, Drains and Things. And, you know, we will list whatever services that you offer the public. If you have any pictures, we'll list that as well. You know, take a look at it. It's very nice and very professional, Melvin. Okay. Do you have any social media listing, Melvin?
No. I mean, I used to have Facebook, but I don't have it now.
Okay. The main reason I'm asking that particular question is that Google works with Facebook. Not sure if you know that. Google has a partnership with Facebook. So we would help you build a business profile for Drains and Things, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you, Melvin. Okay? And that's already included with the service. Okay? We would run ads on Facebook, and that's generating quite a bit of work for our clients. You know, because if people don't, you know, if people didn't do the search on Google, you know, when people are, you know, going through their friends or, you know, just looking at the news on Facebook, they're going to see ads pop up for Drains and Things. Okay? And then they can contact you directly from there.
I stay busy now because a friend's no friend.
Yep. Yeah, you know what? And one of the best things that you can have is referrals. I mean, nothing beats referrals, Melvin. But let's be honest. I mean, the referrals only go so far. Right? I mean, it's not like you can live off of referrals. That's why... This is where Google comes in, Melvin, right? It does the big difference. And then the last platform that we list you on, Melvin, that's also associated with Google is Apple. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches like Alexa or Siri, we also list you on there as well. Yeah, so you'll be listed on there. I mean, that's why one of the main questions that we ask our clients is, are you able to handle more business? And of course, you know, people, everyone wants to be on the first page of Google, man. I mean, people know, you know, how not only exciting it is.
I'm wondering if my my buddy John the Plumber got on y'all's deal because, boy, he's popping now. Yeah, John the Plumber's popping. I'm like, man, what did he do differently? Because he's popping. I'm seeing him with new trucks, new vans, new. I'm like, okay. Is there somebody backing him up? Hold on for a second.
Yes, go ahead, brother. I'm still here, by the way.